Nominations are being sought for the 2020 class of inductees to the North Dakota Native American Hall of Honor. The hall is located in the North Dakota Heritage Center and State Museum in Bismarck on the Capitol grounds. It recognizes Native Americans who have gone above and beyond in representing their tribe and culture. The first induction into the Hall of Honor took place in 2016. Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, shared some opening remarks at that ceremony. Here's an excerpt.
The whole purpose of tonight is their stage, the inductee stage. The whole intent is tonight to have that family, that inductee, to talk about their story, about their journey in life. But keep in mind, you know, this whole story is just the beginning of something that our relatives have accomplished, a lifelong accomplishment. And the second thing about what we're doing here tonight, together tonight as nations, is that it's educating the world, the 90,000 people that come through these hallways every year. 90,000 come visit this Heritage Center every year. And what do they see? What do they listen to? What do they want to learn about us? What did they want to learn about our heroes, our warriors? Now this is our time. This is our chance. This is a small way to educate the world of who we are in the value of our heroes. And the last thing for the young ones in the room, I hope you listen and watch and look at what you can become by working hard, by willing to go somewhere where maybe it's a little uncomfortable. Because for some reason, the ones you're going to see here tonight and listen to, for some reason, they went somewhere where it was uncomfortable. They were willing to go someplace. They were willing to step out of their comfort box to help serve their community, help serve their people, put themselves last, sacrifice their own lives for the good of our people, of our nations, of our tribal nations. So you young ones, I really want you to think about that. And maybe, just maybe, if you could replicate their values of the inductees, the spiritual strength that these individuals had, the courage, the wisdom, maybe someday you'll be up here as well.
There were 7 honorees that first year, and each year, Mokoche Studios of Bismarck has prepared video profiles about each of them. The first person honored at the 2016 ceremony was Anthony McDonald, and today we offer it again. First, you'll hear from then-Congressman Kevin Kramer, followed by McDonald himself, then Myra Pearson, former Spirit Lake Tribal Chair, Nancy Green Robinson, former Tribal Treasurer, historian Eric Longy, and Father Charles Luti of the Seven Dollars Parish.
Well, the reason I think Tony is so worthy of being inducted into the North Dakota Native American Hall of Honor is there's really two overriding themes and characteristics that I think of when I think of Tony. One is Tony chose to be a victor rather than a victim. That in and of itself is inspirational to all of us. But what I love is that Tony uses that victory in his personal life to build bridges. He's a healer.
When I was between 14 and 15, my mother died. That was in 53. So that's the year that the government was trying to Americanize the Indian. And we're sending them all out to the cities, relocation. And my dad left. He wasn't home 10 days after Mom died, and he left.
People talking about, you know, life experiences and, you know, hardships and stuff like that, struggles that they've been through. And you know, and he's one of those people as well. And to come this far and share that with, you know, the people of this community, you know, people have, again, somebody to fall back on and understand that they're not the only ones that struggle. And there's always someone here to help them. You know, a lot of people depend on Mr. McDonald.
I did everything you usually do. I played ball. I graduated valedictorian. I got to do just about everything I wanted to do, I guess. That's where my rodeo come in, because I grew up on horses.
Tony McDonald is actually one of our spiritual role models for the Spirit Lake Tribe. And he's one that you could call upon for words of wisdom.
He also does ceremonies for people who are grieving and coming out of grieving, you know. He does those ceremonies as well. And I don't think I've ever heard of that family telling someone, no, I can't.
You can't count it. It's so immeasurable. Because every day he's helping somebody.
When you speak of culture and arts, we have ceremonies and customs that you know that we like to follow, and there are beliefs that we have to follow as the Dakota people. Tony knows all that.
Whatever you're doing, do it the best you could. Then you don't have to come back and do it the second time.
Incorporates his knowledge, you know, into these wakes and into the funerals and into the counseling.
We have a value system that is pretty. You couldn't compare anything with it. It used to be when I was growing up. I seen the values in our people that they lived it. They didn't talk about it. They lived it.
In 1983, Tony was ordained as the first permanent Indian deacon in the state of North Dakota. He tries to connect the culture and the faith life that people are called to live, and that we recognize that Christianity, the core of the Catholic faith and the core of the Dakota culture, are not incompatible.
I know a lot of great preachers, but very few of them are a sermon. Tony's one of these guys who not just preaches a good sermon, but he is a good sermon.
Amen.
That was audio from the video profile of 2016 Native American Hall of Honor inductee Anthony McDonald, produced by Mokoche Studios of Bismarck. Nominations for 2020 are welcome through Monday, March 2nd. Nominees can be living or in memoriam. The induction ceremony will occur in September as part of the Tribal Summit and United Tribes Powwow. You can learn more about the Hall of Honor and submit an application at indianaffairs.nd.gov/hall-of-honor. The program is a partnership of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, the State Historical Society of North Dakota, and the State Historical Society Foundation.